The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's program is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. For the next half hour, I will be continuing our readings from the book, The Ultimate Money Saving Challenge, Learn the Psychology of Money. This book is by Luke Zello. And when we left off last episode, we were in Chapter 7 titled, It Is Not Going to Be Easy. And we were talking about finances and that we must start somewhere, and it starts with you to help manage your finances better. And we will continue in this section. You can overpower your disastrous instincts. It is possible to take control. You can get rid of that shopaholic attitude, keeping up with the Joneses and the constant craving. Nobody said it would be easy, and it will not. If you sense a struggle within you, you know that you are somewhat on the right path. Believe that you can overcome some of your worst financial blunders and practices. People have come out of this with a winning stance, even after almost drowning in debt. The worst thing that can happen is if you continue with the same mindset and behavior that caused the financial problems, that will only continue. Go for the extreme. If you find yourself drowning in debt, it means you have done something extreme. Why can't you go to the other end of the extreme? There is no, quote, let's start this new lifestyle, but let us do so moderately at first, end quote, in trying to get back to normal. You need to go to the extreme. See how far you can go in terms of saving money. Take a substantial chunk and deposit it right away. Then deal with what is left. Always ask yourself, do I have to buy this? Is there a cheaper option? Will this purchase save me money in the long run? And also, you need to manage your stress. Stressed out people end up doing things that they should not. They are in a rush to find something that will make them happy. Retail therapy has been a shopaholic's reason for maxing out credit cards or throwing away that cash. So take away whatever stress causes you to behave dangerously, at least in the financial realm, and ease some away as much as possible. If you have many responsibilities at work that you cannot just give up, take them in small chunks. Practice some meditation exercises that can help you deal with the daily grind. Develop healthy habits. This point is related to the previous one. If you want to manage your stress, keep healthy and focus on your goal. Then you need to eat well, sleep well, and deal with your emotions. The following chapter will delve into this more deeply. And throw away your multitasking habit. Some people think that by multitasking a lot, the opposite is happening most of the time. The lack of attention can cause some tasks to be done haphazardly. If you're going to be budgeting, set a time when you are focused on calculating those numbers and predicting possible outcomes every month. Multitasking may feel good at first, but you will realize that you end up not doing well in any of the juggling tasks. And find a friend to go through it with a challenge. They say that if you begin to an exercise regimen, it is better to do so with a friend. And you do it with a friend, there may be some slight competition and even a boost of motivation. Your friend can act as the spotter, ensuring that you continue with the path and not give up. Similarly, you have to give your friend the same support. And gamify it. Some teachers turn teaching into a game at schools because it excites students to move forward and learn more. The same can be done by saving money and paying off debts. You can create a level for each achievement and give yourself a non-monetary award. For example, you can give yourself a bubble bath on a Friday night, or you can spend time together with your friends to watch Netflix at your home or theirs. Remember how kids were already thrilled with stickers and stamp prizes at school? Create a timeline. You must be able to visualize with what you are dealing. If you have debts to pay, a timeline of payments and balances should be made. You must create this timeline with interest rates in mind. Be harsh on your numbers. Err on the side of giving more to your saving strategies. For those with no debts but just want to better use their money, a timeline can show your possible savings per month. You will also get an idea of how much you can save within a year. And now we'll move into Chapter 8, Keeping Healthy Through It All. Being healthy may just be at the core of it all. A healthy mind and body can help you power up to be focused and ready as you can for anything. There is so much truth found in the expression, quote, health is wealth. What are the benefits of keeping healthy? There's something inherently beneficial about being healthy. Just being called healthy already exudes a kind of success. It is not that easy to be completely healthy anymore, especially when it means being mentally, emotionally, and physically fit as a whole. However, when you do achieve health, here are some of the benefits that you can reap. Number one, it prolongs your life. When you are healthy, you are likely to live longer. This is if you also do not live dangerously or are prone to accidents. A healthy body means that there's a balance in your bodily systems and functions, so everything works as it should. Your cells are then not undergoing quick deterioration as they would if you were always sick. Number two, it makes you happier. With family members who are part of the medical profession, I heard a lot of commentary about their various patients. They do not mention names, of course. They talked about how some patients could display a terrible attitude and that they would have to adjust. People seek medical help because they are not well. The mood goes downhill when physical well-being is compromised. When you're healthy, on the other hand, you're happier because you feel physically well. You do not feel any random aches and pains. Instead, your body feels light and ready to tackle tasks. Not all sick people are sad, though. Some are brave even through their pain. Generally, though, people are more likely to be happier if they feel and look great. Conversely, not all healthy people are happy, but they will undoubtedly be more optimistic than their formerly unhealthy selves. Mental health is the type most associated with happiness. How you deal with stress has something to do with your mindset. This is why two people may have the same pressure and workload, but one would be fresher and the other would be at his wit's end. Number three, it saves you money. You do not have to go to an expensive gym or buy pricey organic foods to be healthy. I'm sure our ancestors did not go that route, yet managed to reap and reach ripe old ages. A long time ago, there were no fitness centers. People were physically active, however. They walked a lot and were not stuck in front of computer screens. Some planted their own fruits and vegetables in their yards, so they did not have to pay for their natural food. They just needed to invest in seeds, some of which they did not even have to pay for. Neighbors would have been glad to share their natural wealth. This is still a possibility today. There are cheap ways to exercise and eat healthy. By keeping healthy, you can avoid terrifying high hospital bills. An ounce of prevention is always the key. Number four, it provides you with more focus. Someone who is not well will not be able to focus. This person will feel all sorts of symptoms. The symptoms may be the only thing that he will sense for the whole day. So, he will have a challenging time focusing on anything. Think about it. Just how much work have you done with a migraine or a fever? Will you be able to do anything at all when you're in agonizing pain or are shivering? What makes it challenging to keep healthy these days? It is tough to keep healthy in this modern world. There are many reasons, and you may find yourself squeezing several of these reasons in your life. Life has gotten more hectic. People equate success with a competitive career and bountiful belongings. This is the same motivator for spending more money, to show other people that you are keeping up. Foods that are quick to prepare are also rich in preservatives and cholesterol content. Fitness centers are expensive and require extra payment for hours with a coach. The hours at work are longer, so employees may have to make do with unhealthy lunches and snacks. There may also be placed in a job in a sedentary position for the rest of the day. Food items are laden with preservatives. You can never be too sure you're getting healthy and clean ingredients unless you plan them yourself. The entertainment industry has become so entrenched in our lives. So many of us have been hostage not by just the big screens, but also by those little screens. The hours of work take away from the healthy sleep that you can get. After work, you usually have other responsibilities, such as with your family. Technology has placed people in a position where they can choose whether to make physical movements to achieve their goals or not. What should you do to keep healthy? Keeping healthy is essential to your financial status. The more you stay healthy, the more likely you will keep your job, prepare for your future, and be efficient. However, you have many points going against you. Some people are healthy because their jobs and goals are related to fitness. Athletes, gym teachers, and the like would be exercising because it's part of their job. They need to be in tip-top shape all the time. However, some athletes also go by way of unhealthy boosters, such as steroids, to bulk up and become powerful. So becoming stronger and bulkier does not always equate to good health. Here are some cheap or free ways to keep healthy. First up, sleep well. It is not always easy to make this happen, but still, target it when managing your time. Adults need at least 7 hours of sleep. However, do not get too preoccupied with that number of hours because different people have different sleep requirements. Some may feel revigorated with 6 or 7 hours, while others need 9 or 10. Too much sleep, take note, can also be unhealthy. So observe the number of hours that suit you best. Eat healthy foods. You do not have to spend so much on them. You can plant fruits and vegetables in your yard. If you live in the city, you can still take advantage of cheap, healthy foods if you know where to look. Skip the fast food. Boy, that's something we probably all need to do. You can prepare your meals the night before instead of rushing to buy fried chicken, fries, and mashed potatoes at the nearby fast food restaurant. Meditate. Everyone needs to take a break. Everyone's mind deserves to take a break. While you may not be able to literally stop and smell the roses, you can sit in a lotus position and feel everything around you. Give in to your senses. Your eyes and hands are probably busy all day long at the office, so you must pass on the focus to your senses of smell and touch. Listen to what the wind has to say. And use time management strategies. You must know what to do with your time. While being productive is always a good thing, you should not give yourself more than you can handle. At any other time, you should be able to work on the scheduling. Write your to-do list. Give a reasonable number of minutes or hours for each task. take breaks so that it does not feel too overwhelming. And do not overwhelm yourself. When you do overwhelm yourself, you will find yourself seeking more retail comforts. It is best to keep your emotions stable. This way, you can think of what you need to do next carefully and wisely. An exercise. There's no need to start a gym membership. Physical exercise can be done naturally through walking and running in your yard. Even chores can be done with as much gusto as possible. You can, for example, sweep and mop your house while focusing on your core and arms. Doing things slowly will not help you lose weight, though, and will not provide you with the cardiovascular exercise you need. So you need to learn how to work briskly. By being healthy, you set yourself up to be ready for just about anything. You do not have to find terrible ways of getting yourself together, such as buying all kinds of things online. Instead, you're focused on your body and how you can cope with stress. A healthy body is better able to handle stress, so you must make an effort to get yourself in the zone. If you think that you do not have time to exercise, you will realize that it is only difficult at the beginning. After you've devoted some time to exercise and healthy eating, it becomes easier for you to continue the pattern. And now we'll move into Chapter 9, titled The Money Saving Challenge. Pass it on. This chapter will be divided into two parts. The first part deals with the money saving challenge that you will assign to yourself. On the other hand, the second part is the challenge that you will pass on to others. The money saving challenge, a focus on you and your commitment. The money saving challenge is a serious commitment. To get into it, you need preparation time. Everything requires ample preparation. For example, if you need to start an exercise routine, you may need to get checked by a doctor, especially if you're a little older, have asthma, or any other health challenges or conditions. With the money-saving challenge, it is the same. You need to prepare, especially if you've been spending so much. It will be difficult, to say the least. Hands used to shell out money or swipe cards would have to be controlled to not do anything at all. So this is how you prepare. Number one, draft a budget. Writing a budget has already been mentioned earlier. Write what you are earning monthly, what you need for necessities, and just how much you plan to save and use to pay your bills. A budget can be as simple as above. However, since you should be taking your money savings challenge as seriously as possible, you need many more parameters. Your spending habit is part of this budget. Of course, you must make sure that you consider the new you and not the old one who got into debt or had not saved anything. Monthly budgets are more comfortable to track than annual ones. Annual ones suggest that you will be following the same habit throughout the year. Creating a yearly account of your money assumes that you will have the same income and the exact needs for an entire year. This may be doable during less troubled times. During a pandemic or any other economic scare, you may not be able to do it. It does not mean, though, that you cannot take a tentative draft that could give you a general idea of what you can save or pay during the worst possible scenario. Whenever I'm doing my budget, I always look at the worst possible scenario. I would say to myself, okay, this is what my money will look like if I lose two clients that month. It is dangerous to think that you will always have the maximum possible income. Number two, list the items involved. When you think about the, quote, money-saving challenge, it sounds like you will start living under a rock. That's not true. It does not mean a slow and painful suicide wherein you will just give up all the necessities of this world. Again, that is not the case. What you will do instead is make a list of your expenses. Make it as drawn out and accurate as possible. What do you really spend on every month? Well, here's an example of such a list. Clothes, at least a couple of pieces a month. Rent, groceries, Starbucks, weekdays only. Weekend trips, clubbing, utilities, including your water, electricity, internet, TV subscriptions, online subscriptions, snacks when you're out, shoes twice a year, beauty salon or barber, gym membership, gas or fare if you're commuting, mortgage, car wash, impulse buys, purchases from friends, businesses that you support, charity or tithes. If you've gotten used to the comforts of modern life, crossing out some of the items on the list can be very painful. Let us face it, no matter what you have to do to follow the ultimate money-saving challenge this book is promoting, it will be painful. After looking at your version of the list above, start asking yourself the following questions. Can I afford to continue my lifestyle? Has the above gotten me into debt or at least taken away my savings? More likely, you cannot afford it, and it has brought you into financial chaos. This is why you picked up this book. Of course, I do not want to assume. It is possible you picked up this book to avoid a future monetary mess, which is commendable. However, the answer will be the same. You need to do something. The items that you've included in your lifestyle checklist that you cannot afford have been crossed out. Clothes are essential, yes, but buying a couple of pieces a month just may be pushing it. The brands can also reflect whether it was a practical purchase or not. Expensive clothes may last longer, but they will also destroy your budget. There was a time when I told myself that expensive clothes are investments. This was before someone spilled coffee on one of my top brand blazers. Dry cleaning was also expensive. Weekend trips and clubbing, meanwhile, suggest a carefree lifestyle. Ask yourself, are you on that stage right now? Will you be able to go out and not spend anything? If you say no to even one of these questions, you know that you should cross these habits out. Some people have made it a point to reward themselves every weekend. The idea of living your life and seizing the day sounds excellent verbally. Living it and suffering the consequences afterward is not. There are other ways to live life to the fullest without having to squander money. As for online subscriptions, the only ones that I could not do without were my software license. I need them for work. But even those I had to pay to the bare minimum. If there are more expensive packages that include software I do not use, I just say no to them. Gym memberships are the same. You can still get yours to the bare minimum. If you're not using it anyway, then stick to running in your yard or investing in some weights and equipment for your home. Impulse buys are the worst in the above list. This is how your budget goes haywire. You're adding things that should not be there. The same goes for supporting friends and businesses. It is notable, yes, but is someone helping you? What can you do without? Let us face it. Some of the items in the above list are products or services that you can do without. You can call it leisure and luxury items. Do not even let me get going on about experiences. Advertising firms are trained to make you feel like you're losing out if you do not avail of their products and services. With the question of whether you can live with an item or not in mind, your list has gotten considerably short. We have talked about why you can do without a monthly close budget, online subscriptions, impulse buys, clubbing, weekend trips, and purchases from your friends' businesses. Starbucks can be modified into plain black coffee that you prepare at home. Isn't the purpose of coffee to wake you up? Social status is the bane of the money-saving challenge existence. Going to the beauty salon or the barber may also be optional. If you're a guy, then perhaps you can just go with the basics, get a cut and shave. As for shoes, you can probably just get one pair a year or none at all. This will depend on the kind of job you have. If you have a job that involves a lot of standing and walking, you'll need new pairs every now and then. Invest in those and support the health of your feet. If you have the internet, there really is not much use for your TV subscriptions. You can get your news and shows from the internet for free. You can wash your car yourself and add it to your regular exercise. What can you survive on with less? Some items are necessary, but not to the point of abuse. Perhaps you just took so much of it, telling yourself it is something that you require, but you really don't. Sometimes we just give ourselves too much. The list we've been talking about shows just how much we've been purchasing that we really do not need. Even groceries can be pared down to what you use every month. Some people buy extra food because they feel they can save more when they buy in bulk. That makes sense for a large family. However, it can mean food that can go rotten for smaller families. Buying unevenly can also destroy your monthly budget. While it seems wise to buy 2 months' worth sometimes and 1 month's worth sometimes, it can get terribly confusing. It should only be done if you find a reasonable discount that will enable you to buy 2 months' worth. Well, we are now out of time for today's episode of Money Matters, so we're going to stop there today. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and we hope you'll join us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.